I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors. And on some other outdoor information, it is a free fishing weekend. You can enjoy free entrance to all South Dakota state parks and recreation areas, and a number of parks will have special events to kick off the summer. Camping fees still apply, and it is free fishing weekend. That's this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday throughout South Dakota. Tournaments coming up, the 31st Annual Dakota Sportsman Eric Wingies Memorial Tournament, Saturday, June 11th. There's about 50 teams in the tournament so far, entry fee $150, two-person teams, 80-team limit, $3,000 to the first place, and we do have entry forms here at the radio station right in the entryway, and you can also see the poster for more information at gowatertown.net. Link on the outdoor news and events. Next is the Bitter Lake Walleye Challenge, Saturday, June 18th, $150 entry fee. That goes to $200 after June 11th, and we do have a copy of this fishing poster also at gowatertown.net. If you want more information on this June 18th tournament at Bitter, you can call Adam at 237-9197. Then we have a walleye fishing tournament sponsored by the Madison Masonic Lodge 17. That is June 25th at Lake Thompson State Park, $50 per man, up to three people per boat. The Watertown Trap and Skeet Club is ready for you. If you want some more information on that, west and north of Watertown, give Marty a call at 880-4184. A survey has found that South Dakota anglers are most concerned with access to glacial lakes in the Northeast, the cost of a fishing license, and competition with non-resident anglers. The survey conducted by SDSU is presented recently to the Game Fish and Parks. More than 31,000 of the more than 230,000 people who fished in the state last year responded to the survey. Also, walleye from two popular fishing spots in the Aberdeen area shouldn't be eaten daily. That's also lakes north of us. The mercury levels in the tissue of walleye in Bitter Lake and Elm Lake are high enough to cause developmental problems if women eat them who are pregnant or small children, if it's eat those fish daily for an extended period of time. And a multi-year study of walleye in Lake Oahe in South Dakota is showing anglers are not overfishing the resource. They have given biologists valuable information, including data on percentage of catchable-sized fish being harvested. The angling mortality rate in the first 3 years of the study ranged from 17 to 27%. Well, now we head up to Webster, South Dakota, talking to Doug Johnson at the Sportsman's Cove. And I know Bitter and Wabay get a lot of the fishing pressure, but are there other lakes up in the region where maybe the fishermen should try, or have other people have had some success recently?
Well, you know, Opitz is certainly one of those choices. We did have a group in here a few minutes ago on Opitz, so they did well yesterday. And again, you know, that has a 15-inch minimum, so be aware of that. And that is a two walleye day fishery. So a little bit limited on parking up there. It gets kind of congested kind of easily up there. So yeah, that's certainly one I'd look at, yeah.
Some of the other lakes, though, from Lynn to Horseshoe to Antelope or Pickerel or any other lakes, Rush?
Well, you know, I think Horseshoe got put on the map this year with that big smallmouth. So certainly it seems like more guys are just going there for the smallmouth and really not talking a lot about the walleye. Enemy have hit a handful of guys going over there, just going, not hearing a lot about the results of that. Pickle, a little disappointing, I thought, this spring. Lynn, some quality walleyes. Lynn is always better in June than it is in May. It seems like that lake, in my opinion, when water gets over 60, it just does a lot better up there. So I think Lynn's certainly a good potential for bigger fish, yeah.
Have you had anybody that's caught any muskies on Lynn or what they've used to target them?
You know, we're hearing about a little bit of muskie activity up there, but it's not a lot, you know.
Yeah.
And those guys just don't come in and talk about what they do, you know. You know, it's kind of uncommon. I do got some guys run some chatter baits. I know when they go up there, they kind of like cast the nose.
Okay.
And then, you know, some of that old traditional, you know, big baits. These guys will you know,
yeah,
go out there. But
looks like a fourth of a baseball bat.
You know, they don't say a lot, though, you know, so. Yeah.
Anybody found the fish on that Goose Lake portion of Bitter, or are they just fishing the main lake, do you think?
No, they're mostly on Solomons over here.
Okay.
We're getting certainly a lot more interest on the on that west leg on Solomons. We've had numerous guys fill yesterday. So, but, you know, these are just the average fish, you know, 14 to 17-inch fish. So, but they seem content and happy at that. But it'll be pretty busy over there over the weekend.
Well, good. Well, Doug, up at the Sportsman's Cove in Webster, thank you. Well, now we travel up to Big Stone Lake, talking to Don at Schmidt's Landing on the South Dakota side. And wind, weather, clear water, what's that meant for pan fishermen or for walleye fishermen?
Actually, this week has been a beautiful week on the lake. It's been pretty calm. It's nice and sunny. Temperatures in the upper 60s, low 70s. But just not seeing much lake traffic out there. I don't know if because of work or school, things are, everybody's just busy, but it's you don't see very many boats out on the water during the day. I have a spattering of people staying with at the resort. One group is renting my boats, another, they have their own boat. We've sent them out to various spots. Definitely the recreational fisherman is finding it a challenge to find any walleyes or anything in this crystal clear water. My best fishing has been off of our docks. I've got a, must be a whole school of northerns, but I've had a 13.5-pound northern we weighed yesterday, and the evening before there was a couple of nice northerns that must have been running in that 9-10-pound range. So we've seen more northerns this spring than I've seen on this lake in a long time.
Well, if they're hanging out there, that might be why there's not a lot of walleyes at the end of the dock also.
That could very well be. But I know we've sent these boats out to various areas, pitching jigs, casting crankbaits, even doing some trolling, and they're all coming back pretty discouraged. They might get a few walleyes on the smaller side, you know, a couple white bass, but it's for whatever reason, the fish are taking a vacation too. They're just not very cooperative for my anglers this last week.
Well, Don, I appreciate the honest information. Don is from Schmidt's Landing on Big Stone Lake. Now we head up to the Webster offices of Game Fish and Parks. Biologist Brian Blackwell. And Brian, I know I see the Trout Pond, Third Avenue Pond here in Watertown. There's a couple other ponds in McLaughlin. That's over between Hometown Building and the utilities. Is there fish stocked in that one also?
Yeah, we placed some northern pike in there earlier this spring, so yeah, there's numbers of pike in there, so hopefully people will utilize that. Those fish are there, ready to be caught. And as well, you know, the trout are in Third Avenue. Looked like the other night there was a fair number of people fishing those. When I drove by, I could see, you know, a lot of fish surfacing out in the center, so I assume those were trout. So it looks like, you know, it should be some good biting going on the way those fish appear to be active. As well as the Bramble Park Pond, there's northern pike in there, and out of the old Kamchatka, those gravel pits, we put pike in there this spring as well. So there's plenty of opportunities. If people want to fish some smaller waters from shore in the Watertown area, they should be able to catch some fish. And we'll more than likely be putting some white bass in some of those ponds as well here in the next week or two.
As far as Day County now, it's, you know, Wabe, Bitter, is that the two main again, or is are other lakes producing or getting fishing pressure?
Yeah, those are the main lakes where most people are going. Over the weekend, Wabe was a little slower. It sounded like the bite was a little tougher. I know in the evenings they're catching some white bass, a few walleyes as well from shore, but the boats, it sounded like this weekend was a little tougher bite. The best bite we did have was on Bitter, kind of like a broken record. We keep talking about Bitter, how the bite is, and it was good again this weekend. Kind of like a lot of people caught decent numbers of fish. Most of the people are on the west end of the lake, some of that shallower water fishing right now.
I know people, do many people use that northwest end, or maybe just people that live around Webster, the access area on Bitter?
Yeah, I don't think it gets the north. West, yeah, the northwest part does get a fair amount of use. You know, it's somewhat protected, especially from the northwest wind, so we do see a lot of, you know, it's not like the other ramp when it's a busy day, but there'll be, you know, 20 to 30 boats there on a good day. So on that end.
Well, enemy blue dog pickerel?
Haven't heard a whole lot. You know, I know some people have tried enemy, and it's been kind of slow thus far. But I would, you know, as our water temp kind of stabilized, we were up in the mid to upper 50s last week at this time, and then we dropped down about 8 degrees over the weekend, and now what we're seeing this week is about 58, 59 degrees again. So we're getting close to that prime time where I would think most of these lakes are going to take off as far as the walleye bite goes.
Reets or horseshoe?
Reets has been fairly busy. Good number of people fishing smallmouth during the day, and then the evenings, I think a fair number of people are starting to target walleyes. A lot of casting from shore in the evening. We're starting to see a few crappies move in towards shore. And again, I think that once we get some little bit warmer water temperatures, we'll see a crappie bite take off down on reef. Over the weekend, it sounded like horseshoe was fairly busy. Fair number of walleyes were being caught. I don't think, you know, a lot of fish, but everybody was catching some walleyes as well as a few smallmouth bass scattered in.
Is Opet staying busy?
Yeah, Opet continues to be busy. A lot of smaller fish being caught. Sounded like they have some issues with some algae up there that's making it a little bit tougher to fish. But overall, I would say they're catching some decent numbers of walleye, so you could do a lot of sorting if you're wanting to keep fish.
How many, I know this is speculation, but how many muskies do you think may be a high or a low in Lynn Lake?
In Lynn Lake, we have between 200 and 300 muskies right now. That's what our population estimate is. So, you know, it's a low-density population. A lot of people are concerned that, you know, the muskies are going to eat everything in there. But generally, we just have so few muskies, and we don't ever anticipate having a whole lot of muskies in there, so I don't think they're going to have a big impact on that fishery.
Brian Blackwell, biologist with the Game Fish and Parks out of Webster, South Dakota. Thank you. Now we head down to the Sioux Falls offices of Game Fish and Parks. Biologist Dave Lucchese. And Dave, kind of sometime in spring, the water's 48. Sometimes it's probably 60. But in between the cold snaps, fishing should be good in somebody's water.
Yeah, we have some pretty good walleye fishing around the region now. Some lakes even that haven't produced in a while are putting out walleyes. To start with, I guess we start up north. A lot of people have been going to Ponset. That fishery's been really good right at dark. People have been catching those sublegals, but also they've been getting nice numbers of 18 to 20 inch fish up there. So that's been good. Tiny Eye's producing a mixed bag of walleyes, crappies, some smallmouth bass. So I think anglers have been having some success out there. There's been quite a crowd on the south end of East Oakwood, too. They've been pulling walleyes out of there, fishing from shore. I think you can even catch them during the day, but a lot of 14 to 16-inch fish, and then some bigger fish in the mix and some really nice big pike. Let's see, a little bit further south, the Madison area. Lake Madison, I think, is still producing some fish. Oh, also, right around Brookings, Lake Campbell's been putting out some fish, and that lake hasn't put out walleyes in quite a few years, but there's been several reports of people catching walleyes on Lake Campbell. Lake Madison's been putting out fish. Lake George, still south of Madison there, down by the town of Winfred, they're still fishing that and catching walleyes there. And then even around Sioux Falls, Beaver Lake over by the town of Humboldt has had a decent walleye fishery there, some fish over 20 inches and then some meter-sized fish. So pretty good walleye fishing right around the region.
As far as Kingsbury County lakes?
I think Lake Thompson's continues to produce fish. The last report I received was that a lot of people were fishing on the west side of the lake, Grunhagen's, and then all the way up to that Johnson area. I gather that there's starting to be more boats out on the lake now, in addition to the shore fishermen, but it sounds like that was a pretty good evening bite right in that area there. Whitewood, as usual during the summertime, we just really don't hear much. And then the 81 lakes they've been kind of quiet. I think people are picking up a few fish there, but that definitely has not been a hot spot this spring.
Well, Ponset, is a lot of that fishing jig and minnow or throwing plugs or artificials, like from the Stonebridge area or the state park area?
Yeah, you know, jig and minnow or jig and a ripple shad's been really hot. We fished up at Hammer's Pasture and didn't have great success. We caught a few really nice fish, but it sounds like a lot of people have been down by pressed roots. They've been fishing right off the shore on pressed roots. Talked to some people that were out in boats. They were fishing off of pressed roots or south of pressed roots. And it's a, boy, really nothing for walleyes goes right until about right at dark, and then after dark, too, they're picking up some fish. So and the lake just right now seems to be full of freshwater shrimp, too. If you go out there in waders and walk out, either your trunk or your garage or whatever will have a bunch of freshwater shrimp laying there in the morning.
Dave Lucchese, a biologist out of Sioux Falls and Brookings for the Game Fish and Parks. Thank you. We head out west to Gettysburg to the Whitlock Bay Supper Club. Pro guide Chuck Krause. And Chuck, I know guiding, where have you been fishing, what's been biting, and what's the water temp ranges?
Well, we've been kind of concentrating our efforts north of here, about 20 miles up in the Moore River area. And I know there's been people fishing right around here close, too, that had pretty good success Monday and Tuesday in particular. The weather was just perfect, not a lot of wind, and water temp now is running anywhere from 52, 53, all the way up to about 59 we had on Monday. And there was a lot of activity and quite a few fish caught Monday and Tuesday. Remains to be seen now with this wind we got coming in the next 3 days what's going to happen, but there was quite a few limits of fish caught Monday, Tuesday. Not everybody got them, but the guys that could find fish, pockets of fish, did really good.
Are you mainly working that Moreau area?
That's where we've been fishing, but like I say, I think this weekend with the wind blowing out, we're going to stay a little closer here to home because we've heard some good reports right here close by. So I don't know if it's necessary to go that far up. You know, it just depends on where you're most comfortable, you know, whatever area you know the best.
What have you tried any time for crappies or smallies yet?
Nothing with smallmouth, but I've heard some good reports on the crappie. I know some guys, three guys that caught their 45 on Tuesday, had their limit of walleye and a limit of crappie both. So it's getting, you know, it's that time of the year when that can start happening now.
What are you looking at for a lake level on Oahu compared to last
year? We're actually
year?
Up, you know, we're up a couple of feet from a year ago and still kind of on the rise. I don't think they're letting a lot go. I don't think there's that much coming in, but they're not letting hardly anything go down below. So we're in really good shape. The boat ramps are all real good and very usable. So I just wish that we wouldn't have this wind this weekend because the fish are definitely ready.
Chuck Krause, Whitlock Bay Supper Club, thank you. This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.